The following programming is sponsored by Mark Palmer. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, Philadelphia, New York, D.C., Germantown. I like the way you get down. Atlanta, Miami, St. Petersburg, Florida, that is. Now, we're going to be politically correct on this one. Although I'm not a big fan of political correctness, let's include St. Petersburg, Russia. All right? Because it's my belief that there are two sides to every story, and we, as investors, we need to make sure we're getting the truth. And the American news media so far is not telling the truth. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let me continue with my salutations and greetings to people in Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, St. Petersburg, Florida, Orlando, Daytona Beach, Hilton Head, Brazil, London, Paris, Senegal, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kyiv in the Ukraine, and Moscow. Let us remember that on both sides of the equation, there are human beings. And every Russian isn't pro-Putin, and every Russian is not against Putin. Every American is not for Biden, and there's a lot of diversity in the universe. Let us celebrate that diversity and make sure that we communicate with all people to get a better understanding so that we can make good decisions. Welcome to Empire Capital Presents, The Mark Palmer Show, hosted by Mark Palmer, Chief Executive Officer of Empire Capital and Consulting Corp, a Philadelphia-based accounting and financial consulting firm with offices in Philadelphia, New York, D.C., and Miami. I don't really foresee a Moscow office opening or a Kyiv office opening anytime soon. However, this is still another beautiful day in my neighborhood because we get a chance to deliver accurate, timely, actionable information and ideas for us to do better and be better than we were before this day began. This show is all about empowering you to get more money now and use your money to get more power to improve the way that we live now. Black lives matter. Ukrainian lives matter. Russian lives matter. All lives matter. But let's make sure that we're getting the whole story and not just the Ukrainian side. There's a Russian side. We search for truth. In all of our dealings, we celebrate getting truth. Even the truth that we really don't like. Sometimes, as an investor, you need to control your emotions and don't let people play you and get to the heart of an issue. So, in this particular case, let's look at the war and how people are conducting it and what it means to our personal finances. Let me get to the conclusion, and then we'll go into some more details. The conclusion of this war is already done. The Ukraine is going to fall. Russia is going to take it over. The U.S. isn't going to do a doggone thing except for boo-hoo about it. And from 7,000 miles away, you're going to try to dictate what happens in a foreign country? I think we tried that before in Iraq, right? Let's see. We've got a history here that we need to remember history, because those that don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of propaganda going on both sides of the equation. But at some point in time, we got to use this thing called critical thinking. And many of you that have heard this program before know that I'm an absolute fan of critical thinking. It's how we move ahead. It helps us to make better decisions. It helps improve our lives. So the critical thinking here is, why, if there are two sides to every story, and there is at least two, why have we not heard from the Russians that are pro-Putin? Even the U.S. citizens that are of Russian ancestry, why isn't the news media telling their point of view? It's very easy to find Ukrainian Americans telling their point of view, but again, where's the other side at? How does this make sense? Is it true that the Ukrainians are the poor people that are being bullied around? I can think of about 340, close to 340 million people that got bullied by a guy that says, take a stupid vaccine that you don't know what's in there. A bully acts like a bully, acts like a bully, regardless of where they come from. That's reality, right? At some point, somebody stands up to the bully. In this case, back to the Ukrainians again. So let's see. The Ukrainians, many of them, have a unique, no, actually it's not unique. They have a strong predisposition to hold black folks, Africans, hold them back when they're trying to catch the train to get out of the Ukraine. They get pushed back. I believe that's called racism. Now, you want me to feel sorry for people that are being racist to people that look like me? I don't think that's going to happen. All right? The Ukrainian-Russian issue is between the Ukrainians and the separatists. There are people that wanted to separate and be part of Russia from the Ukraine. Let's hear their story, too. There's a reason why they wanted to separate. There's a reason why some Canadians want to separate from Canada. There's a reason why some Irish people want to separate from Ireland. There's a reason why some Scots want to separate from Great Britain. There's a reason why some Spaniards want to separate from Spain. But if you only hear one side of the story, we are going to make some bad decisions. Bad decision. Let's go after not only Putin, but Putin's buddies, his financial buddies. That's a bad decision because it escalates warfare between billionaires. So what if Putin said, hey, let's go after some of Biden's billionaire friends. Let's target them and their finances, or let's target them personally for extinction. Let's influence Biden some the same way that he's trying to influence Russia. Really? Is that the road that we really want to go down? That does not make good financial sense. It does not make for good politics. It's not a good idea. So if you're going to conduct warfare, conduct warfare. If you're not going to conduct warfare, be quiet and let the world keep on turning. It will keep on turning. Right now, it's time for us to make some money off of all this, right? So we're not going to feel sorry for the Ukrainians. Don't drink that Kool-Aid, especially if you happen to be black. Black people, really? What are you getting upset about what's going on in the Ukraine for? That's not your business. You got enough problems of your own educating your own children. You need to look at that. You have enough problems shooting and killing yourselves, whether it's in Chicago, whether it's in Philadelphia, Baltimore, you pick the city, same thing happens. That's your problem. What are you doing complaining or being overly concerned about people 7,000 miles away that have shown a propensity to discriminate against people that look like you? Wow. So let's get on with this. Let's make some money now. The Dow is at 33,298.17. Last week, it was at $34,058.75. So it's going down, right? Look at the indicators. The week before that, the Dow was at 34,079.18. Again, the trend is that it's going down. Do not ignore the trends that you see. The NASDAQ is at 13,233.83. Last week, it was at 13,694. Again, that trend is going down. The S&P 500 is at 4294.5. Last week, it was at 4384.65. So on these three major indexes, three major economic indexes, the trend is going down. So what does it mean to you? It means that the market, the economic activity is contracting. So the correct thing for you to do is start to reduce your consumption. Stop spending as much as what you have been spending. A recession is increasingly more probable than not. In a recession, you're going to need some cash. Start building your cash positions now so that you can take advantage of the opportunities that are going to be created by a market correction, by an increased correction, because it's already in correction mode, right? I have no reason to believe that we'll enter into a bear market yet, depending on what the Federal Reserve does and what the president does, and if he's crazy enough to send U.S. troops into the Ukraine. I believe that he would not do such a thing because it's, you know, history. These things escalate into world wars. And in that region, you've already had two. Do you want a third one? I would hope that that's not the case, but hope is not a strategy for success. Hope is just, hope is a plan. No, hope is the absence of a plan. Hope is what you need when you don't have a plan of action. You need all the hope that you can get because it may not work. So what we do know that works is when we listen to the show and we take some suggestions, like when I said before a couple weeks ago, by Lockheed Martin. Stock symbol LMT. When I first told you about this stock three or four weeks ago, it was trading at $386 a share, $386.46 a share. It is now trading at $473.67 a share. So it's almost a 100-point gain because you were wise enough to not only listen to the show, but actually activate yourself to do something once you've heard the information. This show is about activism, not passivity. I'm not here to entertain you. Go somewhere else for that. I'm here to help people live a better life. And many of that, or a lot of that, is predicated on improving your finances in a steady, methodical way so that you don't have to guess, because guessing is bad for business. If you have to guess, it means you don't know. And the reason why you don't know is because you haven't sought out knowledge. You haven't gotten truth. Go get that truth. You'll make better decisions, such as buying General Dynamics, stock symbol GD. 3 weeks ago, the stock was at $215.82. Today is at $251.76, right? We share information with you about things that you need to do well with. So that includes Raytheon, stock symbol RTX. Three weeks ago, it was trading at $93.37. Today is at 101.46. These are what I call my no-brainer stocks. You know defense stocks are going to go up. Start buying them. Should you still buy them now? Yeah, because the war's not over. There will still be some more escalation. No matter when people are talking about peace, but they keep on doing war, it's because they're going to keep the war up. It's going to last for a little while longer. Later on today, I might tell you my forecast on how long the war, this political conflict, this economic conflict, is going to last. However, Right now, let's continue to not buy cruise lines, such as Carnival Cruise Line, stock symbol CCL, Norwegian Cruise Line, stock symbol NCLH, and Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, stock symbol RCL, and my favorite short stock to do, Tesla. Continue to short sell Tesla, right? Stock symbol TSLA. If you want to buy one, go ahead, but just don't buy the stock. You can buy puts on the stock, but don't buy the stock itself because their market share is going to go down. The revenue for the defense contractors like Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Raytheon is going to grow because the U.S. government is going to continue to increase its defense spending for buying more bullets, buying more missiles, buying more defense components to combat Russia. And the hype about Russia is that you're going to ruin their economy. Well, here's an idea. When everyone else is selling, you prepare to buy, right? And there's a lot of people that are selling that are trying to get out of the Russian ruble. So as they get out of the Russian ruble at rock bottom prices, in about a week and a half, start buying rubles and just buy and hold them. Because after the war is over, and it will be over, the ruble will start growing in value again. Make money off of the conflict. Don't boohoo and whine about it, because your boohoo and whining doesn't change anything. You're saying you're going to stop drinking vodka? Lying. You say that you're going to stop doing business with the Russians? Not going to happen, because there's a thing called oil. And as much as you hear about alternative energy levels, the country, the world still operates off of crude. And Russia has a lot of crude, and they've got a lot of gas. And if you don't want to see $5 a gallon for regular gas prices, something's got to happen with that. So either you're going to start buying, either you're going to continue to buy oil from the Russians, and or you're going to have to start going into your strategic reserves here in the U.S., and or you're going to have to persuade the Saudis and OPEC to release some more of their reserves in order to keep that price down. Now, what's the difference with the oil prices? The oil prices affect people's politics. If oil prices continue to go up and hit $5 a gallon, which they probably will, understand this is a midterm election year. The Republicans are ready to do their thing. The Democrats that are in power are going to have a serious time staying in power if gasoline prices here in the U.S. goes over $5 a gallon and they stay there. Somebody's going to lose their job, and it ain't going to be me. So $5 a gallon for gas changes our economic behavior. We start driving less, right? We start spending less. We get very concerned that we can't travel like we used to. Oh, that's called another restriction, another travel restriction. Although this one wouldn't be imposed by the government, is our own wallets are going to dictate that we not travel to certain places because the gasoline prices are just so high. That'll impact the economy in a negative way. The Federal Reserve, which is going to raise interest rates sometime this month, oh, about 25 basis points or so, they're going to look at that and they're going to say, hold on, we got to be much more careful about how many increases we're going to do this year. Biden's going to press the Federal Reserve not to increase rates exponentially, because if interest rates are rising and gasoline prices are rising, you're going to vote Republican. That's it. Let's throw the bums out and let's replace them with somebody else that's going to promise to get the gasoline prices down. Politics and money kind of go hand in hand. So we need to make sure that we're making good economic decisions and that we are not afraid when everyone else is. Get both sides of the story and make a good economic decision. Always look for stocks to buy. There's always a buying opportunity, and we'll be back after the break.
gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Welcome back to Empire Capital Presents The Mark Palmer Show, hosted by Mark Palmer, your favorite accountant and mine, at Empire Capital and Consulting Corp., a full-service accounting and financial consulting firm. We're located in beautiful Philadelphia, as well as in Miami, New York, D.C. We enjoy providing you with information to help improve your life. It's easy to reach us at www.empirecapital1.com. The one is the numeral, not spelled out. Empirecapital1.com. Also at 267-581-5993. If you have information that you want to share with us here on the air, you can always give us a call at toll-free 888-329-3306. One of the worst things that we could do to ourselves is be silent and not share your information with us. Us being a set of people that are just as progressive as you are. This is progressive radio. It isn't just talk radio. Talk is cheap, except for when you're talking with some of my attorney friends. That $800 an hour thing, ouch, it hurts. So our job is to be better citizens of the world, not just U.S. citizens, just better citizens overall, and stop falling for the nonsense, to make some changes in our lives, right? There are certain things that are just absolute truth, right? Those that forget history are doomed to repeat it. There has been concerted, sustained miseducation of the Negro, or if you want to call yourself black, or if you want to call yourself African-American, whatever you want to call yourself. There's been a systemic, almost intractable desire to miseducate you, to keep you so emotional that you do not use critical thinking. It is that critical thinking that's going to make you prosper, as it does any other group, as it does any other person. Critical thinking is critical. You're protesting about A, B, or C is not going to change anything. They will give you a pacifier to put you back to sleep, because that's how you do babies. But when people are thinking, you got to make some changes. The change begins and ends with you. Don't give me that old tired excuse, but well, I'm just one person. What can I do? You can make economic decisions. You can share your information with other people. You can do some of the things that I do. You can just share it because it's just the right thing to do. If you want a better world, start with your own world. Start making that better. Be a nicer. Go find someone to love. Don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to be a better you. It's okay. We need to understand that normal, you remember that thing that they were telling you to do before, go back to normal, or let's all get back to normal. Well, everyone didn't get, or everyone didn't have the same normal before. 2 years into the pandemic, everyone doesn't have the same normal. If you're African-American, your normal looks a lot different than it is if you're not an African-American. At some point, you got to get tired of being down at the bottom of everything. You got to accept some responsibility for what you've done to yourself by drinking the Kool-Aid that you knew was contaminated, but you drink it anyway. You go to schools that are clearly inferior schools. If I sound like Trump, so be it. But you go, we send our kids to inferior schools expecting for these inferior schools to produce an average product. It doesn't do that. We don't take the time to educate our own kids about our own history, and we want someone else to do it. But we don't go to any parent-teacher meetings other than if the kid's in trouble, and then usually only the mom shows up. Backwards. At some point, we have to take some responsibility for what we are doing to ourselves, right? Stop blaming other people for what we allow them to do to us and what we do to ourselves. That ice water theory, I am impressed at how many people do not know what the ice water theory is. So let's get to that truth. The ice water theory is that a pitcher of cold water, ice water, that is poured by a white hand is colder than that same pitcher when the pitcher is being poured by a black hand. His stuff is always better than our stuff. His ice is colder. Ice is ice. Money is money. But if it comes from a certain source, it's better. Really, we need to stop distrusting ourselves and learn cooperative economics. What other countries do, what other people do when they want to advance. So we got a new spring coming up pretty soon. Soon it'll be spring. What's changing? What changes do we really want to see? Do we really want to see the economic condition that existed before the pandemic continue? Do we want another stimulus check so that we can say that we got something and then we go over to Walmart and buy big screen televisions, but won't buy our child or our grandchild a book to read? If you want things to get better, here's a secret. It begins with $15. If you have $15, you can start changing this whole equation. How? It's only $15. Well, with $15, you can buy a book to read. Once you read a book, you will have knowledge. And once you have knowledge, you have power. And once you have power, you can change things. And once you change things, you win. The game is over. That's it. So this week, the book I'd like for you to read is The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. That was made in actually 1933, right? First published in 1933. Almost 100 years ago, and we as a people, we haven't moved that equation more than 20% from what it was in 1933 overall. In terms of real growth, very little, right? In terms of relative growth, absolute. But let's talk about what's real, and let's keep it real. The book isn't even $15. It's only $11 if you buy it on Amazon. But before you go and order it on Amazon, try something different. Try a change. try going to a black-owned bookstore first, and let's practice what we preach. If you can't get it from your black-owned bookstore, your favorite black-owned bookstore, and we should all have a favorite black-owned bookstore, if you need to identify where some are and you don't know where, give me a call at 267-581-5993, and I will email you or text you back and let you know where the closest one is to wherever you are in the United States of America. We've got to change what we are doing and stop expecting for people from the else. They've tried helping us, but have we tried helping ourselves? We want affirmative action, but have we did affirmative action for ourselves? Do you, do I make sure that at least 15% of my total spending is spent with minorities? Specifically blacks. So if we're not affirming our own economic conditions, if we're not practicing our own affirmative action, why would you expect for someone else to? It's a little hard for me to understand that if I subject it to critical thinking, that critical thinking must be part of our equation on how we're going to change things and make things better, not just for ourselves, but for this country, for this world, for all the children that haven't been born? Or do you want to let another 100 years go by and there will be somebody else that people will read about or hear about saying the same old things that I'm saying now, which is nothing new, is the same thing that Carter G. Woodson said almost 100 years ago? We need to change that equation. And you cannot change the equation by repeating the same old thing, waiting for someone else to save you. At some point, you have to understand that that's not going to happen. Carter Woodson, just to give you a little bit of background information on him, was a historian that basically said the Negro has been indoctrinated into accepting an inferior position that he or she is going to maintain until the person I call Massa says something different. And lo and behold, this indoctrination causes black people to become dependent and seek out inferior places in a greater society of which they are a part of, right? Check this out. So they complain about the absence of NFL coaches. But do they seek to become owners of NFL teams? Do they seek to own the means of production or simply be workers in that system? If you're just a worker, you're only going to get a certain amount of reward. If you're the risk taker, also known as the owner, because of the risk that you take, you get rewarded more handsomely if you're correct. However, if you're not correct, you get punished more severely than the worker. In this country, ownership counts. And if you don't own, you can vote and do voter registration drives all you want. It's not going to change the overall equation, because the people that you're voting for are only going to be there because they've been approved by the power, by the economic powers that be. There will be no radicalization of the U.S. As evidence, look at Bernie Sanders. Look at how twice the National Democratic Party cheated that guy out of what could have been his presidential nomination. In 2016, they finally confessed to, yeah, we did some things, you know, we cheated in that election for Hillary against Bernie Sanders. 2020, 4 years later, they did the same thing. So, you know, whatever happened to the talk about Russian collusion? I'm still waiting for the evidence to come through, but, you know, I guess we'll find that when we find out where Jimmy Hoffa is. So some of the things that we have been told just aren't true, and we need to improve the educational system, starting with our own self-education If you want things to change, it begins with you spending $15 to buy a book, read the book. If you have read the book, make sure your grandchild or your child reads the book. If your child has a child, make sure that that child reads the book. We need to start reading. Clearly, I would be in favor of stop glorifying high school athletes. Start glorifying the students that are doing well. Make that popular. Make that cool, and you'll get more people performing better in school. There's a huge amount of people that actually believe that certain groups of people can't learn. Yet, the same group of people that can't learn have no problem learning how to play basketball extremely well, how to learn to play sports really well, how to dance really well, how to recite poetry, also known as rap, really well. So when a person can't do something, it means they can't do it. No matter who is being presented or no matter what the circumstances are, they can't do it. So if a person can learn over here, it also means they can learn over there. Really, let's stop the nonsense. So some of the other nonsense that we're getting is that we are concerned about oil and gas prices, right? No, we're going to keep on driving our cars because that's what we do. And again, once the price of gas goes over $5 a gallon, we will drive those cars. We'll just drive them less. We've seen this played out before in other recessions. Yes, I said the R word, recession. I don't say the N word because that's just not what I do. Under any circumstances, I don't use a word. It is not a term of endearment. Oh, by the way, to some of my enlightened people that are not black, most black households do not condone the usage of the word N. We do not go around calling ourselves little N, big N. Is not a term that is normally used in most black households. So that idea that some people that I have talked to have, that all black households, that's how you talk to each other. You call each other N's. You know, this person happened to be Jewish, but he's an attorney. And I would really have imagined that he would have known better. But sometimes, just because a person is intelligent doesn't mean that they're wise. And so I had to share with him that, no, that's not the way that most black households work. There's some preconceived ideas that if you keep going around allowing people to call you an N or you call other people in, that signifies your lower level of intelligence. Stop calling each other N's. It's not a term of endearment. It's not cool. It is not smart. It is not critical thinking. If you call yourselves N's, it's okay for other people to justify treating you like you're an N, and then you complain about how they treat you. You engage in racism. You allow each other to, you know, we allow each other to call ourselves N's, but if a white person calls you an N, then you get all upset. That's racism, right? You don't end racism by practicing it. Let's make more critical thinking choices. Let's treat each other like we're actual brothers and sisters, regardless of the color of their skin. Let's treat each other like we're fellow countrymen, no matter where they were born, no matter where we were born at. Let us treat each other like we're fellow human beings on this planet that we all got to share. Let's live better. Let's live better. There will be wars. There will be fights. There will be conflicts. It's part of the human condition. You're not going to stop them. But can you learn to make a difference in your world, in your section of the world, on your block, in your community, in your city? Yes, you can, but you cannot do that by allowing the propaganda on both sides of the equation. The Russians aren't all bad. The Ukrainians aren't all good. Whites aren't all bad. Blacks aren't all good. And vice versa. All of these groups, they have this amazing tendency to act like human beings. And there are some good ones, some really good ones, and there are some really bad ones. And I don't know which is which until I see what they do. That's critical thinking. So we'll be back after a break. Let's make some changes today. When we come back, we're going to go into some specific changes that you can make that are going to make you some money now, because that's all we have is now. We'll be back after the break. That change. So some of the changes that we can make are very clear, very concise, that'll have an immediate impact. In my world, there's this lie going on, right? Remember that we're, you know, as an investor, we have to be concerned about getting truth. There's this lie that's going around saying that everyone's got 24 hours in a day. The reality is that you do not. You have 23 hours, 56 minutes, and some odd seconds. Do not waste that time. So if you got 23 hours, 56 minutes, and some odd seconds, what difference is 4 minutes going to make? Or 3 minutes and some seconds? In 3 minutes, a lot of things can happen. You can create a life in 3 minutes. You can kill a life in 3 minutes. You can buy stock in less than 3 minutes. You can decide to open up a book in less than 3 minutes. You can look in the mirror in less than 3 minutes and say, what am I going to change? Right? Let's take off the makeup. Let's take off the fake stuff. Let us see us in our natural God-given beauty, whatever that is. And let's make some changes. What we can do is we can say, I'm going to start changing right now, and I'm going to reduce my consumption today. And for the rest of the week, I'm going to consume less. I'm going to consume less food. If you consume less food, you're going to start losing weight. Keep your activity level either the same or increase it, but you will lose weight. If you decrease your food budget, you're going to have more cash. If you have more cash, you will have more to invest. Decrease your consumption of some of the entertainment. Do you need to go out to dinner as often as you have been? Do you need to buy wherever you've been buying your food at, whether it's fast food, or decrease your consumption because a recession is coming? You need to increase your cash position. You'll have a better life. You can start doing those things now. You can say, tell you what, let me change some things. Let me increase my commitment to education. I'm going to start educating myself. I'm going to stop complaining about what other people did to me. They didn't educate me back in 1982 or 1957. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Stop the boo-hooing. No one, and by this time, no one really cares. It happened. Get over it, or else just keep doing what you're doing. Let's change what we're doing to ourselves. Stop being the victim. I understand and I appreciate that some terrible things happened to you. Some terrible things happened to me. Terrible things have happened to people before. Black people, white people, green people, yellow people, Hispanic people. What does it have to do with you going forward, though? That is not going to stop you from going forward if you're determined to go forward. Commit to going forward. Whatever you've been doing before that's been holding you back, change that. Stop. Don't keep on playing the game that you're going to lose. Just trying to get by. One of the things that I heard when I was growing up that was really popular is that the bird in the hand is worth more than 1,000 in the bush. I did not agree with it then when I was like 8 years old or something like that. And I clearly don't agree with it now. That's bad math all the way through. Terrible math. But that's what happens when you're indoctrinated into fear. Just keep it safe. Play it safe. You've got the one bird in the hand, although it's rotten, is dying out, is an old bird. The usefulness of it has long left. But you got that old refrigerator. You got that old stove. As long as it heats up, you're going to keep on using it. Really? You got that old education. Well, just keep that and just make the best. No, go get new. Go get more. Go get better. Do not do the things that you've been conditioned to do. It's how you make a slave. They've captured your mind. You need to be free, right? Freedom isn't something that you just talk about. It's an action that you have to do. Change what you're doing and you will change the things that you've been getting. So if you want more, do more. But you can't keep sitting on your butt boo-hooing about what someone else has or what someone else has done, and you go along with it. If you're an NFL coach and you're black and you think you want to be the head coach and they're not, hey, do something about it. Do something about it, but don't just keep on complaining about it, and then you become a head coach and then everything's fine. You don't complain as long as you're a head coach. But the instant that you get fired, regardless of why you get fired, if you don't like the racism, stop watching NFL football. Stop watching NBA basketball, because those are racist institutions like crazy. The owners are white. The majority of the players are black. There is no pipeline to becoming an NFL owner because it's a white man's club. Even if you got a lot of money, you don't get in unless the other guys say that you're in. You're not going to get in. They're not going to say that you're going to get in if they think you're going to rock the boat. Nobody rocks the boat because those NFL contracts, I'm not talking about the stuff, the little change that the players get. Yeah, I know it's a big piece of change, but it's still change compared to what the owners are getting, right? If you don't own and you don't want to own, be prepared to be the victim, right? Owning matters in this country. It does matter. You get better treatment when you're an owner than if you're just a renter. You have better economic opportunities as an owner than you do as a renter. This is not new. The indoctrination that we have gotten is all backwards. Don't keep on falling for it. Don't abdicate responsibility for your education or your child's education or your grandchild's education to other people. It begins and ends with you and what you want to do. On your block, there are some kids that need some education. You've seen them. Bebe's got a lot of kids. For those of you that don't know who Bebe is, today I can't help you. I'm not even going to bother explaining that. But many of us know, we've seen Bebe. We know Bebe and Bebe's kids. Really, we can do better by doing some things. Let's prevent some Bebe's kids. Let's prevent some of the some of the births that really help cause a problem between men and women. They don't want to get married to each other, right? So if you're hanging out with a person that you don't want to get married to, let's change that today. If you don't want to marry her, drop her. Don't even bother calling her. Just drop it. Don't call her. Go find somebody else to hang out with. Don't call her. If your man, whoever your man is, if he doesn't want to read, understand, he's going to hurt you because he just put a cap on his income. You're about to sign up for the income restriction because he doesn't want to read. Ask yourself, does he work at an honest job? If not, if your man doesn't work at an honest job, he's going to cheat on you because he's cheating already. Right? This is man-to-man talk or man-to-public talk. And we just can't have the same old thing continue to go on waiting for other people to solve our problem. Look at your politician. Tell your politician specifically what you want from your politician and see if he's giving it to you. Put it in writing and then email or snail mail it over to him or her and ask, will you give me this thing? But when you don't ask them for anything, they give you that. You don't ask for, you ask for nothing, you get nothing. Start changing the things that we're doing so that we can have a better result. Look at your credit score. Start changing that. Start paying your bills on time, preferably. Whatever happened before, and there are reasons why some people can't pay their bills. Stop doing that thing that is preventing you from paying your bills. That's a tough decision, but you're tougher than the decisions that you have to make. You got to know you, though. You survived 400 years of straight oppression day after day after day, nonstop, and you're still here. Wow. So to say that, oh, you can't excel anymore because you're old, I'm old, but I'm still doing it. There's still vitality. Your life has meaning if you decide that it has meaning. It matters only if you decide that it does. So we can change some things now. If you don't like your marriage, change it. Tell your significant other, tell your spouse exactly how you feel. Let's start with that truth. And that person is probably going to tell you how they feel. And then you need to make some decisions. If that argument, if that discussion lasts more than 5 minutes, you're not changing anybody's mind anymore. They've decided to do something and you got to decide to do something. Let's just move forward with it. Do radical change. Just do not go back to normal because normal wasn't good for you. Normal wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for us. Let somebody else go back to normal. Or actually, let's change their normal. Because if you get up, they got to get down. Let's do something different starting today. Let's buy stocks. Do not be afraid. Let Russia continue to do whatever it's going to do with Ukraine. It's going to take it over. And in about 3 weeks or so, Russia will have taken over the Ukrainian capital and the wheels on the bus will go round and round. And 6 months from now, you're going to look for you'll be hearing about the next big tragedy to get you all upset. As an investor, we think critically. We do not fear. We invest. We look for opportunities in every disaster. Let's do better. Let's wake up. Let's start waking up ourselves, our households, our community, our city, our country and our world. Let's do a better job. Until next week, go make some changes today. It begins with you.
What you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things